Hi, thanks for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, where you will learn how to integrate metaphysical concepts with practical business strategies. Let's face it, life gets easier when you allow yourself to live an authentic, fulfilling, and prosperous life. You're about to hear an uplifting show packed with ideas and concepts that you will want to remember, so grab paper and pen, and let's get started. Oh, thank you, thank you. I love the applause. What a great way to start the show. Hello, everyone. I am Jaden Sterling, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. We're talking about action today. The energy is, it's perfect right now to experience forward motion in your life. And as we know, forward motion comes after you get clear about what you want and you start taking action, you start showing up and being authentically who you are. Life gets fun when you do that. And this week is a powerful week. If you are reading my emails that I send, you know, or even watching the YouTube channel that I've put up recently, you know that this week is all about taking action. Why? Because the energy is there to help lift you past the resistance, to help bring you out of a funk, and to help move you forward into such a powerful way that you are achieving what you desire in life. Look, last year was intense. If you've been following my show, I had many, many shows on the energy last year that, you know, was frankly a bit oppressive. I don't know many people who had a stellar year last year. I don't know about you, but it was really challenging. But that's because that was the energy that was available at that time. The energy was, you know, here, get through your stuff, you know, show up and move beyond it. And now we're out of that energy. In fact, if you've noticed, and it almost happened January 1st, the shift, right as we stepped into 2015, the energy has shifted. It's gotten lighter, yet it's emotionally it's gotten lighter. However, energetically, vibrationally, it's gotten stronger. And that is why if some of you who have started this year where you're already accomplishing things that you haven't been able to accomplish, frankly, that's why, because the energy is here to assist you to move projects forward. Isn't that awesome? Don't you love that? I do. The energy's here, but the question is, are you using it? That's it. Are you using it? Because, folks, if you're fighting this energy or if you're struggling against it, you're probably not getting too far right now. And today, I'm going to offer someone, a lucky caller, the opportunity to call in for spot coaching. Spot coaching is kind of like spot cleaning, you know, how when you get a spot on something and you work really hard to get it out. Well, we're not going to work too hard, but we're going to work easily and effortlessly, and I'm going to help you get beyond something in your personal or professional life that you're currently struggling with and help you move through it. Here's the phone number, 626-231-0306. I've opened the lines right now, so call in. As soon as possible, I don't know how many callers I'm going to be able to get to today, but I'll get to as many as I can. Again, that number is area code 626-231-0306. I am so confident that I'm going to help you get past whatever it is that is keeping you stuck, that if we don't help you move that through that issue today, you are going to automatically get an hour consult with me for free. And that's a $550 value. So here you go, folks. This is your opportunity. Call in. Give it your best shot. Tell me what's going on in your life. What do you need to move through right now? Because I want you to get past this stuckness. I want you to get past whatever's been holding you back, because in order to do that, you know, in order to use this beautiful energy, you got to get past what's holding you back. And when you do that, then you can make a shift into alignment with the energy that's available today and now. And I see this energy being present for you literally for the next few weeks. This is going to be available to you where things happen, bam, really quickly, out of the blue. But here's the thing about action. action is a direct result of clarity. I mean, think about it. Whenever you've been really clear about something in your life, did you notice that you were automatically able to take action with that particular thing? Like, for instance, if you made up your mind and you said, you know what, I'm going to start getting fit. I'm going to, you know, maybe in the holidays you ate a little too much or imbibed a little too much, whatever, and you're looking at yourself going, yeah, you know, I don't feel the best. I know I can feel and look better, so I'm going to start to get fit. So that's a clear goal. That's a clear choice and decision, the idea of I am going to get fit. And then the key is to start to do those things where you can show up and start to do those things that are in alignment, energetically in alignment with being fit. That means stop the sugar, stop eating the carbs, start exercising. How about that? You start automatically, see, your brain gets turned in a different direction when you start looking at what you truly desire rather than focusing on what you don't have, okay? What you focus on, you get more of. Boy, I am fired up today. Can you hear it, my voice? Whew, I am fired up because, people, this is the time. This is your time. We can. The energy is here, and it's going to last. You've got it for a good, solid couple months here, but the reality is you have to start in the now. Right? There's no such thing as tomorrow. You've heard it if you read my book, if you've listened to my shows. There's that sign that hangs in the English pub that says free beer tomorrow. Does anyone ever get any free beer? No, they don't. Intellectually, we know there is a tomorrow, but reality, energetically, there's only the now. That is all that you have. So let's talk a little bit about, before I take my first caller, I see everyone lining up here. Let's talk a little bit about how to take advantage of this energy. And I want to make this simple for you guys. Your first step, number one, carve out time daily to contemplate what you truly desire. Can everyone do that? Just contemplate. Maybe it's as you're, you know, driving down the street or sitting in the morning with your cup of tea or, you know, whatever, in the shower. I don't know. Wherever you are, just contemplate, what is it that I truly desire? That's all you have to do, a couple minutes of the day. And then decide from that conversation with your higher self. We all have a higher self, don't we? It's easy to find. It's that part of you that some people refer to as a moral compass or the beacon or the inner light, the divine, whatever you'd like to call it, doesn't matter. What matters is that you call on it. So you're sitting, as you sit in quiet contemplation, you're calling on that higher part of you that is directly connected in with the universe and is connected in with wait for it, all possibilities. So as we connect into that energy of all possibilities, we then get clear. So you can connect in and you can ask that higher self, okay, what do I truly desire? But then guess what? In order to then get a message or a response, you have to listen. We were given two ears, one mouth. We got to use them in that ratio. We have to listen to what is being presented to us. And the way to, I mean, look, if you followed my show long enough, you know I'm all about the intuitive part and making life easy and life joyful. And when we listen to that inner voice inside of us, we're able to do that. Things get, you know, super fun. And it's not challenging or difficult, but we have to move you out of that left brain linear thinking into your higher self. Got to move out of that thought where ego doesn't reside. That's why we got to make that jump for you, because once you're out of that energetic space of ego, that's where faith and trust live. Faith lives there. Opportunities live there. And then you can start to dream. You can start to explore all possibilities for you. So that's the key. Obviously, this is only a 30-minute show today. I don't have time to share all of the steps with you, but this is what I suggest. This week, I sent out an article about riding this wave of action to my subscriber list. And if you've been on my list for a while, you know it's a lot of incredible content of value. I don't spam. I don't do anything like that. I do bring people, the leaders in this industry who I admire their work, and those are the only people who I recommend to my subscribers. And you can get, I highly recommend, get on my list. I offer my best content first to my subscribers before I submit it to the Huffington Post, before I submit it to Om Times Daily, before I submit it to any other bloggers out there, you're getting it first. So how do you do that? Well, it's simple. Go to soultoprofit.com, S-O-U-L-T-O, profit, P-R-O-F-I-T.com. Put your email in there, and you'll be in the queue to get all the goodies as well. So let me go quickly to our first caller, and let's hear. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Last four digits, 8819.
Oh, it's Corinne.
Hey, Corinne, how are you?
I'm okay, Jaden.
Nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
So talk to me. Tell me, what is an area in your life that you could use a little spot cleaning / coaching with, personally or professionally? One area, please.
Professionally, I have wanted for a very long time to sort of move towards more like a more metaphysical type career, like studying astrology or something of that nature, but I'm too afraid to make those. I don't know what. I'm stuck.
Okay.
And my
talk. And how long? How that's okay. How long have you had the desire to move to this metaphysical career?
Years, like a decade.
A decade. Okay. So 10 years you've been wanting to do this. This has been in your heart, and you feel really passionate about it. Is that correct, Corinne?
That's right.
Okay. And what have you done up until now to move into this career?
Aside from reading books, not much.
Yep. Okay. So you've been reading books, and reading the books, what has that done for you so far?
Well, I do believe in law of attraction and, you know, metaphysical principles. But it's just, I guess what stops me, I feel like I think, who's going to pay me for this? You know, people don't make money doing that. And I convince myself that it's just a bunch of, you know, airy-fairy stuff. And, you know, you need a real job. You need to be this or, you know, a project manager, or you need to be a professional. So that's kind of what stops me.
Okay. And how long have you been telling yourself those things?
A long time.
A long time. And, Corinne, do you know anyone who is currently in a metaphysical career who is fairly professional?
Personally, no. But, I mean, Louise Hay, Doreen Virtue, you know, Eckhart Tolle.
We can list off a dozen or so, maybe more, probably tons of people who are in this profession making a difference in other people's lives, can't we? So we know that there's a part of you that is stopping you from stepping into working in this metaphysical arena. But I feel like it's more than what you've told me. There's something else going on here. What is it?
I've always worked working with First Nations in Canada, and I don't know if it's just part of in my genes, but I've always worked in that arena, and felt some sort of obligation, and you kind of get stuck in sort of your career, and then you're just there. And you're just sort of going along, and I guess just the fear of trusting that, you know, I always think that I need to work in the jobs that I've been doing just to get the bills paid.
Okay. And what would change in your life if you stepped into a career you stepped into metaphysics as a career? What would change?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I wouldn't have to work full time if I was paid. I guess I would have to trust. I would have to trust that the clients would show up, that everything would be okay.
Okay, so you're still in your left brain. You're still justifying this and trying to talk yourself into it.
Okay.
I want you to get out of that mode and get into that higher self of yours, that part of you that has the dream of working as a professional in the metaphysical arena. Can you shift into that part a little bit?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. And you get there through breath. So take a deep breath. That's it. Let it out. Excellent. Good. So did you feel that? Did you feel that shift? It was
yes.
Light. Yes.
Yes.
So that's the part.
I feel like I'm part of that generation that's supposed to shift the consciousness on the planet. And it just sounds, you know, I feel really happy when I think about that.
There you go. That's the key. Getting you to your happy place. When you're at the happy place, you know you're completely in alignment with the divine, with all that is, and with the energy of the universe. The energy of the universe, the highest vibration is joy. And when you're in your state of joy, imagine what would life be like if all day long you were in that state. How would your life change?
Oh, I would wake up happy, and I would go for a walk on the ocean with my friend Heather, who's listening, and, you know, I would have, you know, five or six clients a day, and I'd be able to spend more time with my son and my husband and be able to travel and spend time with some of the, you know, some of my metaphysical mentors that I admire.
Excellent. So that would be a big change. Is that how you tell me on a scale of 1 to 10, how big of a change is that from the life you're currently living? 1 being not so much, 10 being like earth shattering.
Oh, it would be a huge shift, yes. 10.
What number?
10.
It'd be a 10. Okay.
Yeah.
So it'd be what you're saying is the part of you that truly desires to have a career in metaphysics is almost the exact opposite of how you're currently showing up in your life. Is that correct?
Yes.
So is it safe to say that the only way that, you know, so what you're telling me, based on what you told me, in order for you to wake up happy and spend time with your soulful, I'll call them soulful rather than metaphysics, soulful friends, you have to be energetically aligned with this work. But for 10 years, you've known that already, correct?
Yes.
So can I offer you a suggestion?
Yep.
Are you open to waking up happy starting tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Okay, because it really is a choice, right? I mean, there's happiness is an emotion. We can choose our emotions. If things, you know, maybe don't start off in the exact perfect way that we want, we still are in charge of our emotions. Think of emotions like clouds. They pass by very quickly. So an emote like clouds, you know, we're not up in the clouds. We're more objective. We're standing on earth watching the clouds pass us by. Emotions are the same. In order to get through an emotion fairly quickly, it's easier when you step out of the emotion to become more objective. So my recommendation to you is if first thing tomorrow morning, let's set the stage for your day, choose to wake up happy. So what that means is before you go to bed tonight, your job is to do those things that you already know will bring you happiness. That way you'll have a restful sleep. You know, maybe it's reading one of your metaphysical books. Maybe it's calling your wonderful friend Heather, having a deep, soulful, spiritual conversation. Maybe it's connecting in with your higher self. Can you do one of those things before you fall asleep tonight?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So when you do that, imagine waking up happy. Now, you mentioned a few other things, walking on the beach, you know, spending time with your family more. So is there something else currently in your life now that is stopping you from doing those things?
I guess what has stopped me is the fear around money or not having money. And it's like when I don't have a job, I dive into a depression, and it's like I cut off all joy in my life.
Okay. Now we're getting to the root of it, aren't we? We're getting...
Yes.
Yeah, what is causing that? So here's the thing about energy. You've read, I'm sure, plenty of metaphysical books that have told you this, but now we need to get you to embody this philosophy. Energy and happiness and joy, it's a physiological experience within the body. And in order for you to allow for that experience, you first have to choose to feel happy. And this is going to feel, you know, your left side of your brain's going, stop, this is not at all how it works. When I wake up, you know, if I'm not happy, I'm going to stay in it. Corin, no, take charge of your emotional self, okay? It's, whatever we don't take charge of happens by default. Write that down somewhere. Whatever you don't take charge of happens by default. So what that means is if you're feeling off kilter emotionally and you don't do something to get yourself out of that, that's when that little molehill becomes the mountain. That's when you can't even imagine yourself doing what you want to do because you're so locked in fear. Do you see what I'm saying with this?
Yes.
Have I struck a chord here?
Yeah, I've been living in fear for the last few years. Absolutely.
Okay. So are you ready to let that go?
Oh, yes.
All right. Are you ready to bring in the white light divine into your life once and for all and move out of this state of fear?
Oh, yes.
Excellent. You ready to repeat after me?
I am.
I am a divine being of the universe.
I am a divine being of the universe.
The divine lives me and heals me emotionally, energetically, and financially.
The divine heals me? You've got to help me out here.
You're doing great. Keep going.
Divine heals me and...
Emotionally,
energetically,
and financially. I am one with the divine.
I am one with the divine.
I am ready to hear the steps I need to take.
I am ready to hear the steps I need to take.
In order to step into my true passion.
In order to step into my true passion.
That's all you have to do, Corin. So you're going to get the replay of this call together, and I'd like you to really listen to it. And as you're listening to it, ask yourself, what will it take for me to live my dreams? And this isn't just this is an exercise with the subconscious mind, and I won't go into all the what's behind the subconscious, but you'll see, go to my YouTube channel too, I just put a video up about the power of the subconscious mind, and I'm teaching people how to work with the subconscious because it'll bring you whatever you desire. Did you feel like this was helpful today?
I did, thank you.
You're so
Absolutely.
Welcome. Please... listen to this call again, and remember tonight, what are you going to do tonight before you go to sleep?
I am going to think about my happiness, and I'm going to program my mind for the next day by thinking about
Wonderful.
My life and, yeah, what's a perfect day look like.
Excellent. And we can please follow up with us. Call me again and tell me what's happened and what's shifted in your life. And you know what? Just keep repeating what we said at the end about you are the one, you are one with the divine, because when you energetically align with the divine, that's alignment with all that exists in terms of possibilities, opportunities for you. You can do this, Corin. You can absolutely do this, but only you can do it for yourself.
Thank you, Jaden.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
You too. Awesome.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Excellent. So, you know, there's Corin is someone who I'm sure a lot of you can relate to in terms of, you know, we fear can play tricks with us. It can make things go wonky in our lives, and it doesn't have to, folks. The energy is available to anyone, and we have examples. Please look for examples in your life of people who have already achieved what you desire. Doreen Virtue is a good friend of mine. She's told me, you know, when she started out, it wasn't easy for her. She, you know, she had an entire process that she went through that took years for her to get to where she is. You know, growth in business takes years. You know, in my business, I've seen it too. It even though it's our soul's purpose, and we can ask the universe to open doors for us, which is really a helpful thing. Please start asking the universe to open doors for you. Please start asking the universe to pave the way for you so that you can joyfully and easily step into what it is that you're here to do. Use this energy that's available to you. It's a tool that is available to everyone, and it makes life so much easier. I apologize. I cannot get to any more callers today. But my big announcement I wanted to share with you is, before I share it, I want you to know this deal came together very quickly. In fact, literally over the last 5 days. So that's why I've been, I've been saying everywhere I can on my subscriber list, on my blog, on the articles that I'm writing, on my YouTube channel, I'm saying that the energy is available for you right now to take action. And I highly suggest use this wave of energy and ride the heck out of it. If something's been stopping you for 10 years or longer, you know, decide, make up your mind and say, look, I'm done. Today I'm going to take one step, just one step toward what I desire to achieve. And see how that goes. And after the course of a week, well, you've taken 7 steps toward your desires unfolding. And then after 14 days, it's 14. So, you know, we tell ourselves that we don't have time. But that's not true. We have time. In fact, the reality is time is just an energetic construct in our minds. And the more you take your time and do things, you actually get more time. It's an amazing thing. I know, it sounds crazy, but it's true. So my big announcement is starting in February, I will be broadcasting my show through Om Times Media. Om Times Media is a division of the Om Times Magazine. If you're not familiar with their work, check it out. You'll love their magazine. You can go to omtimes.com for more information about their magazine. And be sure to subscribe to my updates. And you can do that by going to soultoprofit.com, as I mentioned earlier. All you have to do is enter your email address, and I will notify you where and how you can hear all my shows in the future. And please check out my YouTube channel. I just last week posted 2 videos on there. Today is the video up there is about how to ride this wave of energy and take action. You can find that by just simply putting in my name, Jaden Sterling. And it's the relatively new channel, Soul to Profit. So 2 will come up. I don't want to confuse people. I'm bringing down the other one shortly. But please go there, check out the videos. I'm posting inspirational content and action steps that you can take to help you move your projects forward, to heal things personally and professionally. And, you know, that's my purpose. That's what I'm here to do. And I show up every day and give it my all. So I appreciate your support. Please share my message and work with your friends. I'd greatly appreciate it. And what else? That was a lot in one quick show there, 30 minutes. So, yes, in the future, my shows will be 1 hour at Om Times Media, and I look forward to having you continue to follow the show, share it with your friends, and remember this week, ride the wave of action. take one step today, just one step, because I know you've got 5 minutes or 15 minutes to do something toward achieving your goal. One step. Thanks, everyone. Have a fantastic couple weeks. I'll be tuning in with you next time. We'll be from the Om Times Media, and I'll certainly share with you how to hear that show. Have a great week. Thanks for calling in, Corin. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.